Live, on air, online, and on the Highland Radio app. This is Highland Radio News.
Good evening, I'm Akilah Clark with the news at 5 o'clock. Coming up in this bulletin, the Taoiseach says we shouldn't read it too much into one poll. Last year saw the biggest job increases in Uteras na Gaeltacht to client companies in Donegal for over a decade. The strict visiting restrictions that have been in place over recent weeks at Letterkenny University Hospital are being eased from today. The Irish Postmasters Union says it is a very worrying time for post offices, with fears more post offices in Donegal could close in the near future. And the price of the average three-bed semi in Donegal is expected to rise by 2% in the next year, according to a survey carried out by REA. Stories to follow in full, plus more, and we'll have the latest in sport with Kenny Harkin coming up at about 5:15. But first in news, the Taoiseach says we shouldn't read it too much into one poll. The Behaviour and Attitudes poll from the Sunday Times had Fine Gael down 7 points to 20%, 12 behind Fianna Fáil and just one ahead of Sinn Féin. It was taken in the days leading up to the dissolution of the Dáil, around the time of the trolley crisis and the RIC controversy. Despite the slump, Leo Varadkar says he's not blaming himself or anyone else.
I'm not blaming anyone. We have 3 weeks to go, and I think, I hope at least that'll be enough time to convince them to stick with us and to keep going forward and not back.
Meanwhile, Fine Gael has promised free GP care for all children if re-elected to government. The party announced proposals that include the abolition of hospital charges for minors, free dental care for under-16s and baby boxes for all new births. Fine Gael has also attacked proposals from Fianna Fáil that include 4,000 new nurses, up to 1,000 new hospital consultants and 2,600 new hospital beds. Health Minister Simon Harris said he will continue to criticise the promises from Fianna Fáil.
You know, this sanctimonious attitude that we get from Micheál Martin, as though he's never spent a day in government buildings, just doesn't cut it. Their record is clear for all to see. It's one of division, it's one of a lack of progressive change in our country, and it's one that forced people to leave this country, and it's one that forced many nurses and doctors to leave this country as well. Cutting the health budget, cutting the beds, cutting the nurses. We're going to keep calling that out. You can call it whatever you want, but we're going to keep calling that out.
Last year saw the biggest job increases in Uteras na Gaeltacht to client companies in Donegal for over a decade. While 191 jobs were created in the region in 2019, 143 jobs were lost, marking a net increase of 48 jobs in the county last year. Its end-of-year statement shows there were over 2,300 jobs in client companies in Donegal last year. Michael Heaney, CEO of Uteras na Gaeltacht, is hopeful that further investment will result in continued progression.
In terms of the job creation, with 191 new jobs created in Donegal Gaeltacht companies during 2019, and also with the progress that's made in the whole language planning process, with various language plans being approved in different parts of the county. So we're very happy with the progress that's being made in terms of the consolidation and expansion of existing companies. And we have been and will continue to be working on seeking to attract new investment to the Gaeltacht parts of County Donegal over the next year.
And we do know, like, obviously, you know, whatever way the cards fall post-election, you would be hoping that whatever new government formation there is, that they would support you even more so going forward.
Yes, we're very appreciative of the support that we've had over the years from various governments. And we're very grateful for the fact that our capital budget, which had fallen to a very low level during the downturn, has been coming back towards what we need. We do need further increases, and we're happy to say that our department and the various ministers have worked very closely with us to get us back towards what we need. And we hope that that trend continues. We look forward to continuing that trend, because I think what we have demonstrated is that with proper investments, that rural areas such as West Donegal, such as the Gaeltacht areas in Donegal, can compete and can be attractive for investment.
The Irish Postmasters Union says it is a very worrying time for post offices, with fears more post offices in Donegal could close in the near future. The body is warning that hundreds of post offices right across the country are in danger of closure if the next government does not act. The IPU is calling for a public service obligation to be introduced for post offices, and also for more government services to be provided through the network. It follows a 7% decrease in business last year. On today's 9 till noon show, Fionnuala McBride, local spokesperson for the IPU pleaded with all parties and election candidates to, when the new government is up and running, commit the retention of rural post offices.
It's a very worrying time for the post offices. We are at risk of losing at least between 200 and 400 offices if we do not get the support from the next government. We are looking for a public service obligation to be introduced to the post offices, and also for them to give us more government services.
What would your message be to those who are contesting the election in Donegal in terms of what you want them to bring to Dublin as the message from the people of Donegal?
Please support the rural areas, the rural post offices. We need to keep the survival going, because without the rural post offices, you'll see everything else will be affected. You know, shops, businesses, everything. If we close, there'll be a lot more around us will be affected. And we need to keep rural Ireland open and survive. At the minute, we have rural post offices within 3, 5, 15 kilometres. But if we don't get new services to the post office by 2021, there will be a huge reduction in the post office and the closures. And there'll be a 15-mile radius, 20-mile radius between the post offices. We don't want that.
School secretaries have called off strike action to allow for talks over pay. The Workplace Relations Commission has requested the ongoing work to rule be suspended to allow talks to progress. Forza says the work to rule action, which began last Monday, will be halted from 9 o'clock tomorrow morning. The union says the ongoing dispute over a two-tier pay system affects two-thirds of the estimated 3,000 school secretaries nationwide. Minister for Education and Skills, Joe McHugh, says he welcomes the decision to defer strike action and to re-enter negotiations at the WRC. The strict visiting restrictions that have been in place over recent weeks at Letterkenny University Hospital are being eased from today. Sean Murphy, general manager of the hospital, says the restrictions are being eased as the number of patients presenting with flu has decreased. He says, however, that national figures suggest there are still quite a high number of cases of influenza-like illnesses circulating in the community. While visiting restrictions are being eased, people with flu-like symptoms are being urged not to visit patients in the hospital and for children not to visit where possible for the next few weeks. A Donegal election candidate is calling for a Green New Deal for Donegal in a bid to drive a reduction in CO2 emissions while boosting the local economy. Michael White, chairperson of the Donegal Green Party and general election candidate, believes the move will create jobs and business opportunities for the next decade. In tandem with this, he is also calling for serious investment in public transport in the county, allocating up to 20% of the national transport budget to the northwest. The local businessman says if the upcoming government are serious about reducing our carbon footprint, then these are the steps that need to be taken.
The UN is saying we only have 10 years to avert catastrophic climate change, and that change is being driven by CO2 emissions. So the question is, how do we reduce CO2 emissions in Donegal? That's the main focus. And we're proposing a Green New Deal where we tackle the key sources of emissions one by one, but in a way that creates jobs here as well. The first step in any new deal is to tackle energy efficiency, making sure that our homes are properly insulated, that we're switching buildings over to low-power lighting and using power-efficient appliances.
Now, in tandem with this, there's also calls on your behalf for serious investment as it relates to transport in Donegal. Public transport has always been, I suppose, somewhat lacking here in the county.
Yeah, so with the convention, the Green Party's national convention, we had a motion approved where we'd allocate 20% of the national transport budget to the northwest, mainly Donegal, but also including Leitrim and Sligo. I guess I can reiterate the focus the Green Party has on Donegal. Last week or the week before, we mentioned the fact that the national convention this year in June 2020 will be held in Donegal. That'll bring in possibly €1 million worth of business to the county. So there's a big focus. The party has a big focus on Donegal. And part of that focus is to improve the transport infrastructure here.
You do obviously feel that the bulk of that transport funding is going to the lower half of the country currently.
Obviously, I mean, if you look at a map of Ireland and look at road infrastructure, rail infrastructure, it's kind of crazy. We're so badly supported here. And the Green Party wants to change that. We want to make sure there's a real big investment, initially focusing on bus connections, but also to try and re-establish rail connections from the county to the rest of the country as well.
The price of the average three-bed semi in Donegal is expected to rise by 2% in the next year, according to a survey carried out by Real Estate Alliance. Prices in the county rose by 5.3% to €100,000 in 2019, with growth of 1% between September and December. Paul Michael Hinney of REA Michael Hinney in Milford says the final quarter of 2019 saw a steady interest in properties on the market. An outgoing Donegal deputy has pledged to make new school builds for Donegal a top priority if he is re-elected. Plans for an extension at Moville Community College, which was approved in 2014, has faced continuous delays, while progress on similar projects like the Little Angel School and St Union's College in Letterkenny is said to be slow. Meanwhile, hopes for a three-school campus in Bonkrana were dashed last year after efforts to acquire a site to house all three schools failed, despite more than a decade of negotiations. Charlie McConloke says all those concerned have waited long enough.
I think there has been a total lack of progress in relation to bringing forward new school buildings across Donegal over the last number of years by the government, and many parts of the county have suffered as a result of this, and students and staff have been failed in promises made to them, and no more so, for example, in relation to the three-school campus project with regard to Crana College, Yale School of Crana, and College of Kinyaloan in Crana, where the promise of delivering a site was simply not prioritised, and as a result of that, the project has not moved forward.
But in terms of those negotiations for a three-school campus, they're more than a decade in the making, and some of those years were under a Fianna Fáil tenure with no progress there. Obviously, that is something you're going to change or hoping to.
When Fianna Fáil were last in government, actually, there was an agreement among those three schools to come together in order to provide joint buildings on one site. But that promise and that goodwill from those schools simply hasn't been followed through on in the last number of years. And we've seen the project too often go backwards rather than forwards. And as a result, today we still have no site there. The key priority now is ensuring that a site or sites, if that's what's required, are secured so that planning and design can continue. And those schools actually be delivered finally for the people of Bunkrana. And likewise, it's a different situation where we actually do have the site, but simply the government have sat in their hands, and despite committing funding back in 2015, progress has been much too slow, and as a result of that, students haven't had the facilities there either that they deserve, and it's essential that those actually are moved on and delivered.
Sport on Highland, brought to you by Michael Murphy Sports and Leisure Letterkenny. Get everything you need for training and match days in store or online at michaelmurphysports.ie.
It's almost 5:15 and time now for the latest in sport with Kenny Harkin.
Thanks, Michaela. Good evening. Starting with soccer, and former FAI Chief Executive John Delaney has resigned from his role in European football's governing body with immediate effect. Delaney, whose association with the FAI ended in September, has been part of the UEFA Executive Committee since April 2017. His role with UEFA had been due to end in 2021, but he has now resigned with immediate effect. Delaney had been Chief Executive of the FAI from 2005 until March 2019, when he moved to a specially created role of Executive Vice President until his eventual resignation from the association. Elsewhere, the Republic of Ireland fans have been handed a significant boost ahead of the Euro 2020 playoff with Slovakia. They've been given 2,200 tickets, double the required allocation for the March game in Bratislava. In transfer news, Antonio Conte is set to sign another of his title-winning side. Victor Moses is to cut short his loan at Fenerbahce after agreeing personal terms with Inter. The Nigerian international will move to San Siro on an initial loan with the option to buy. And Newcastle United are close to securing the loan signing of former Spurs midfielder Nabil Bentaleb. The Algerian midfielder is on Tyneside having a medical with Newcastle ahead of a loan move from Schalke. Newcastle hope to finalise the signing of the ex-Tottenham man later today. And Chelsea boss Frank Lampard isn't ruling out a move for Paris Saint-Germain striker Edinson Cavani. The Uruguayan forward has handed in a transfer request at the French club, with Atletico Madrid also rumoured to be interested. On the pitch tonight, West Brom can open up a 4-point gap at the top of the Championship. They welcome Stoke to the Hawthorns, kick-off theirs at 8 o'clock. And in the FAI Schools Ulster Cup semi-final today, St Union's College defeated Milford by 3-1. Letterkenny's Theresa McDade, she's received the December Manager of the Month award on behalf of the Ireland European Cross Country Team. Under McDade's leadership, Ireland had their most successful European Cross Country Championships ever, winning four medals, two individual and two team, at Bella Vista Park in Lisbon. In Gaelic Games, Donegal coach Stephen Rochford says his ex-club Cora Finn were well deserving of their win in yesterday's All-Ireland Club Football Final. They overcame Kilkoo 112-7 points after extra time to win a third All-Ireland title in a row. Rochford told the AIBGA podcast, although they were tested, they were the better team.
They got a nice injection off their bench at the start of the second half. Young Dylan Kenny, young Connor Newell, Gavin Burke, brother of Ian Burke, those guys added some pace and a bit more attack and cut to them. And then they just totally dominated in the middle of the field. Kilkoo just could not win a kick out, certainly their own kick out. And, you know, Cara Finn to keep Kilkoo to scoreless in extra time and knock over those couple of points. They totally dominated the extra time. And I think were the better team overall.
Moving on to rugby, and there's concern over Jordan Larimer's fitness less than a fortnight from the start of Ireland's Six Nations campaign. Leinster have confirmed that the versatile back sustained a low-grade foot injury in Saturday's Heineken Champions Cup win over Benetton. Larimer will be assessed by the IRFU's medical team with Ireland's opener at home to Scotland on Saturday week. And England, they'll be without both Billy Vinopolo and Jack Noel for the Six Nations. Saracens number 8 Vinopolo broke his arm in yesterday's win over Racing, while Exeter wing Noel was omitted from Eddie Jones' squad and has confirmed he needs ankle surgery. Jones has named 8 uncapped players in the 34-man squad, with Wasps out half Jacob Umanga, nephew of All Blacks legend Tana, among those. The Aussie has big dreams for his England squad.
And my aim is to make England the greatest rugby team the world's ever seen. That's my mindset. Well, I want to do it next weekend, mate. Why can't we go out and play fantastic football against France?
Moving on to tennis, and defending champion Novak Djokovic dropped a set in the Australian Open for the first time since last year's fourth round. Now, the seven-time champion needed four sets to see off Germany's Jan-Lennard Struff. Roger Federer, he beat Steve Johnson in straight sets, but 13th seed Denis Shapovalov was beaten by Hungary's Martin Fucsovics in four sets. In the women's draw, 15-year-old Coco Gauff defeated Venus Williams for the second time in three Grand Slams. There was also one today for Serena Williams, defending champion Naomi Osaka and retiring Caroline Wozniacki. And finally, for this evening in swimming, there were superb performances at the weekend's Bangor Swimming Festival for the Swilly Seals. With 22 swimmers competing, the Seals won 11 gold medals, 6 silver and 8 bronze medals. There was also 60 personal best times. Goals went to Grace Coyle, Benji Cummins, Sinead McLaughlin, Oren Mulligan and Kiva Nagy. So well done to the Swilly Seals. That's all your sport for this evening. There'll be more sport after the 8 o'clock news tomorrow morning. For the moment, it's back to Michaela.
Thanks, Kenny. And returning to some news, Donegal County Council is being asked to extend a continuous footpath from the roundabout at the mountaintop to the last housing estate on the Calhoun Road as a matter of urgency. Letterkenny Municipal District says a section of footpath is due to be constructed this year as part of the agreed 3-year footpath and public lighting programme, and further works can be discussed at a workshop later in the year. Councillor Michael McBride says developers have been meeting their responsibilities within the estates, and he believes the council should reciprocate.
There's a lot of people living in that mountaintop in that Calhoun area now, all the way back to the quarry. There's been numerous housing estates built there, and in fairness to the developers, they've put the housing, you know, footpaths in front of their own housing estates, which had all been part of the planning. But there's a lot of gaps on the footpath now, you know, between different housing estates. There's new estates been built up there at the moment as well, and I just feel myself that this is now time for us to go ahead and secure the funding on the footpath programme.
The government is being accused of failing women's healthcare in Donegal. It follows revelations that gynaecology services at Letterkenny University Hospital are undergoing scrutiny over diagnosis concerns, and following the cervix check scandal, it's understood that women in Donegal have been struggling to access basic services. Thomas Pringle says women deserve high quality gynaecological maternity care in Donegal, as well as adequate cancer diagnosis and treatment. He has suggested restoring these services in community hospitals to alleviate waiting lists in Letterkenny.
Initial visits and the treatment could be done in the local hospitals, as has been done in the past. Donegal Town, Dunloe, Cairn Donagh, hospitals like that there could alleviate a lot of the pressure on Letterkenny. And it's a lot easier for a consultant, one consultant, to travel out rather than having 20 or 30 women travelling to a destination. And I think that would make a big difference in terms of the service that could be provided for women, and it would be vitally important.
And finally, there are almost 700,000 18 to 29-year-olds entitled to vote in next month's general election. As a result, the National Youth Council of Ireland is urging young people to make sure they're registered by this week's deadline. Wednesday is the final day for inclusion on the electoral register ahead of polling day on February the 8th. James Durley, Deputy Director of the NYCEI, says if people aren't registered, they can't vote.
We always get calls, we always get emails, we always get queries, you know, from people thinking maybe a day before the election it's possible to go down and vote. But no, you actually have to be on the register, which is in each polling station. So the deadline is this Wednesday. So we'd really encourage young people, but a person of any age, you know, just make sure that you're on that on the system. If you have any difficulty, you can also call your local authority.
Weather now, dry this evening, but mostly cloudy with some mist on hills. Largely dry tonight, apart from the odd patch of light rain or drizzle. Minimum temperatures of 3 to 6 degrees and moderate southwest breezes, possibly dipping to 1 or 2 degrees in some sheltered spots for a time. And just to have a look at the closing headlines, last year saw the biggest job increases in Uddaras na Gaeltachta client companies in Donegal in over a decade. While 191 jobs were created in the region in 2019, 143 jobs were lost, marking a net increase of 48 jobs in the county last year. The price of the average three-bed semi in Donegal is expected to rise by 2% in the next year, according to a survey carried out by Real Estate Alliance. Prices in the county rose by 5.3% to €100,000 in 2019, with growth of 1% between September and December. The strict visiting restrictions that have been in place over recent weeks at Letterkenny University Hospital are being eased from today. Sean Murphy, General Manager of the hospital, says the restrictions are being eased as the number of patients presenting with flu has decreased. And a Donegal election candidate is calling for a Green New Deal for Donegal in a bid to drive a reduction in CO2 emissions while boosting the local economy. Michael White, chairperson of the Donegal Green Party and general election candidate, believes the move will create jobs and business opportunities for the next decade. And that's all from Highland Radio News for now. You can listen back to a podcast of our main evening news on our website, highlandradio.com. We'll be back with an update again at 6 o'clock. Until then, good evening. The obituary notice is for this Monday evening, January the 20th. The death has occurred of Mary McVeigh, 134 Glenroad, Drumquin. Mary's remains will repose at the home of her sisters, Carmel and Katie McVeigh, 8 Drumnaforb Heights, Clare Road, Drumquin, from 11 o'clock on Wednesday morning. Requiem Mass on Thursday morning at 11 o'clock in St Patrick's Church, Langfield, Drumquin. Cremation afterwards in Lakelands Crematorium, County Cavan. Family time please from 11 p.m. and on the morning of the funeral. The death has taken place of Randall McGuinness, Greenham Park, Buncrana. Remains reposing at McLaughlin's Funeral Home, Lower Main Street, Buncrana. Viewing time from 7 until 9 o'clock this evening and tomorrow from 2 to 4 and from 6 to 8. Funeral from there on Wednesday morning at 10:30, going to St Mary's Church, Cock Hill for 11 o'clock Requiem Mass with burial afterwards in the adjoining graveyard. The death has occurred of Mary Reynolds, née Sweeney, Mina Grilla, Ardra. Her remains will be reposing at Sholin's Funeral Home, Sanfield, this evening from 6 o'clock until 10 o'clock, with rosary at 10 o'clock followed by removal to her late residence. Reposing at her home tomorrow from 1 o'clock until 6 o'clock. Removal from her home on Wednesday morning at 11:15 to the Church of the Holy Family, Ardra, for 12 noon Requiem Mass, with burial afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. House private from 6 o'clock tomorrow evening and on Wednesday morning, please. Family flowers only, please. The death has taken place of Maggie Margaret Watson, née Corscadden, Main Street Convoy. Remains reposing at her residence. Funeral from her residence tomorrow afternoon at 1 o'clock for service in St Ninian's Parish Church Convoy. Burial afterwards in the family plot in the adjoining churchyard. Family time from 11 p.m. until 11 a.m. Family flowers only, donations if desired to St Ninian's Parish Church, care of Mrs K. Stewart, Treasurer or Gibson Funeral Directors. The death has taken place of Kathleen Mullen, née Rodden, Foyview Crescent, Moville, reposing at Collins' funeral premises, Kildath, with visiting today until 8 o'clock. Funeral from there tomorrow morning at 10:15 for 11 o'clock Requiem Mass in St Pius X Church, Moville, followed by burial in Ballybrack Cemetery. And the death has occurred of Tessie Galvin, née Gibson, Cavan Lower, Crossroads, Killigordon and formerly Castletown, St Johnston. Her remains will repose at her home in Cavan Lower from 6 o'clock this evening. Fiona leaving her home on Wednesday morning at 10:45 for Requiem Mass at 11 o'clock in St Bathan's Church, St Johnston, with interment afterwards at St Patrick's Churchyard, Crossroads, Killigordon. Family time from 10 p.m. until 11 a.m. and on the morning of the funeral.